Unit 11. Apologize. Conversation 1. Jack, you've really done it this time.
What? What happened?
I told you to get this consignment out last week. We can't very well run a light bulb conference without any light bulbs, can we? What am I going to do with you?
Please, give me one more chance. I'll never let it happen again. I'm very sorry.
Well, I guess I could give you one more chance, but this is the last time. In the meantime, I hear that Tom, who normally does night shift, is taking 3 weeks vacation. Can you think of anyone who'd be willing to work nights while he is gone?
Me?
Bingo! Conversation 2. Hello, Bobby. It seems I can't arrive at your home by 12 o'clock.
What happened? We're all expecting you. Hans, Dick, Archie?
I'm so sorry. I've been held up by the damn traffic jam for half an hour. I'd have arrived but for that.
I see. Where are you now, Lee?
30 meters ahead is the Waterloo Bridge.
It's not far from home. It's, let me see, about 20 minutes walk. Can you walk here?
I've thought of that, but what can I do with my car? If only I had taken a taxi.
That's too bad, but don't worry. We'll put off dinner till 1 o'clock.
I'm so terribly sorry to keep you waiting.
It doesn't matter. Bye.
Bye. Conversation 3. Hi.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Ken. I hate to bring this up, but that new stereo system you got...
Yeah?
You were playing it very late last night.
Yeah?
It kept me awake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It kept me awake a couple of hours.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was that loud.
It was that loud, and it was pretty late. And check with Mary if you don't believe me.
It's true. It was a bit loud.
I'm very sorry. I didn't realize it. I promise I'll keep it down in the future.
Oh, it's no problem. It's okay. You know, it only happened once.
I'm glad we've straightened everything out.
Conversation 4.
We can't wait any longer.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry to be so late. I had an article.
You'll knock yourself out the way you've worked it. Why don't you slow down?
I can't afford to.
All right. Now that everyone's here, shall we be getting started? Miss Lynn, are you ready?
Yes, thanks. Before I start, I'd like to thank Professor Smith for all his help in giving me unlimited access to his research materials.
Excuse me, Miss Lynn. Would you mind speaking up, please? I can't hear you very well.
Sorry. I'll try to speak louder. Conversation 5.
You shouldn't have told her the truth. What can we do now?
I'm sorry. It's all my fault.
You are always like this. I've told you many times not to tell her.
Sorry, I had no intention.
It's too late to say sorry now. Oh, what am I going to do?
I know I was an idiot, but if there's anything I can do to make up, please tell me. Conversation 6. Why, Tom? It's 5 to 6 already and you're still writing here.
So what? Are we going anywhere?
Yes. Have you forgotten? We've arranged to go to Mary's to watch some videos tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot all about it. Well, can I take a rain check?
What's the matter with you? You're the one that persuaded all of us to go there.
I'm terribly sorry, Rose, but I'll have to finish this paper by tomorrow or Professor Martin will kill me.
Conversation 7. Excuse me for being late, Jack. I was held up by traffic.
That's all right, Mary. Come in and join us.
Jack, I don't know how to say this, but I dropped the birthday cake on my way here and bought another one. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you should have been more careful. That cake was my design. I've told Jake about it.
I'm sorry to have given you so much trouble. I'll explain to him. Conversation 8.
Jane, would you listen to me for a moment? I've come to apologize for my rudeness yesterday. Would you forgive me?
Well, it's not all your fault. I shouldn't have given you so much pressure.
No, it's all my fault. I'm so sorry.
Never mind. I know you were very upset then. I'm sorry I shouted at you.
It doesn't matter. I know you wanted to help me.